You've been complaining about the way I do. Been a real good woman, I've been spoiling you. Treating you like a king, served your meals in bed. You sitting here talking about me, finding my own self dead. Yes, you shouldn't say that. Talking about what should I say this time, baby? Yes, I know what you've been putting down. Yes, I know you can't play me for no clown. The man I loved didn't have no clothes at all. Broke, beat, and busted, didn't have a thing on the ball. I took him and washed him and put him on some time. Bought him a Cadillac and got him off that no good wine. Sometimes I think he done lost his mind. Guess I shouldn't say that. Talking about what should I say this time, baby? Yes, I know what you've been putting down. Yes, I know you can't play me for no clown. Your papa told you, your mama sit down and cried. Said you got a real good woman, ain't you never satisfied? You said if them many women kill you, you don't mind dying. You wasn't doing a thing but just standing there lying. The clothes I bought you, just put them on the floor. Give me the keys to my Cadillac and crawl on out the door. I thought I warned you a long time ago. If you don't watch yourself, I would have to let you know. I guess I shouldn't say that. You know what I'm gonna say this time, baby? Yes, I know. Yes, I know. Yes, I know what you've been putting down.
Hey, Memphis. To Phoenix, I was rising. I read the note you left hanging on my door. Once again, I read the words that said you're leaving, but you've left me so many times before. By the time you made Albuquerque, I was working, and at lunch I gave your best friend a call. He told me that he's loved me for so long now. He's been waiting for you to leave, that's all. By the time you make Oklahoma, you'll be lonely. You'll remember all the love I gave to you. You'll cry and you'll whisper, I'm sorry, but it's too late, 'cause I found a love that's true.
Oh, Too long, so keep them moving on. you know the famous Jimmy, well, he's dead and gone. And my friend Hank Williams, he sung his song, but they both moved on. Yes, they're done, long gone. But this old country train is still throwing its flame, still moving on. Tongues. I played my old guitar and I've sung my songs. I kept them moving on, didn't stay too long. Just stay long enough so I can sing them. I stop and keep them moving on. Now that outlaw music's got a real good beat, and the new country pop, I gotta say it is sweet. It keeps you moving on. I ain't saying it's wrong. But when it's all disappeared, you're gonna find me right here, still moving on. On the top of the charts, I used to ride with the wind to the number one spot. I'm gonna make it again, I'll keep moving on. Keep singing my song. Through the blues and the soul, through the rock and the roll, I'll keep moving on. Talk to me, guitar. Tell them about me. Well, I see my old buddies and they're just sitting there rocking away in that old rocking chair while I'm moving on, just rolling on. They've shifted to low, but I'm still on the go and still a-moving on. So let the big wheel roll and let that rattler shake. This old singing range ain't intended to break. I'm still a-moving on, still a-singing my song. And my old gravy train is still throwing its flame, still a-moving on.
the sweetest girl of your dreams. With a love in your heart that you never will part. Yes, it's true as a bridegroom be. The place that old cowboys love. While we're riding along, we can all sing a song while the bright moonbeam shines from
above. There's a time to laugh and a time to cry. Time to forgive and a time to forget. Dreams we dream sometimes never die. We carry them on until they become someone else's dreams. A friend of mine had such a dream. I met her at a truck stop just outside of Phoenix. We both worked there. Her dream came true, I know. The key to her dream was a little sign that read, "Giddy up, go." She was a lovely girl, pretty smile, but behind all this I could see a troubled mind. She told me of when she met the guy that won her heart and made her life a joy. And before too long, more happiness came, a little baby boy. Things wasn't too bad, his job wasn't much, but somehow they got by. And then came the day he drove home a big truck. And the little boy became so overjoyed, just like when he saw his first fall of snow. He kept hollering, "Giddy up, go, Daddy! Giddy up, go!" Then a dark cloud moved in. A few years later, without warning, after a few visits with her doctor, he said it was just a matter of time. She knew she'd have to move to a drier climate. And this troubled her mind. So without leaving a trace, she took her son and left town one night. She settled here, and we became the closest of friends. We'd talk from time to time, and she'd smile, and her eyes would glow when she'd tell me about "Giddy up, go." Each time a truck would pull in, I could see her stand and stare. Wasn't long before she had to give up being a waitress here, and she moved on out of town, not too far. We visited almost every week. The boy now's almost grown. He's the image of his dad, she'd say, the most handsomest man I've ever known. The dark cloud once more moved in, and as I stood close by, once again, she told her story. I could see a tear in her eye. I know my son longs for the road. And the last request she had, let him become a truck driver, like son, like dad. The boy soon left town. I never knew for where. But I find myself watching every truck that pulled in around the curve. Giddy up, go was the only link that held between the two. And I was hoping that I could be of help. It became a dream to me, too. Just now I froze in my tracks as I watched two trucks pull in. A big new shiny diesel and an old one following him. I couldn't help staring as they walked in, ordered coffee, and talked a while. Then I saw them leave. Both wearing such a smile, they walked out to the old truck, brushed off some dirt so the nameplate would show. And before my eyes, a little sign that read, "Giddy up, go."
Thank you. there that day and I saw her cry. After Mama Teddy Bear said 10-4 goodbye. She turned off the old CB and just looked at me. And her heart overflowed and her tears ran free. And the gratitude shone in her face like the sun for all the things those big tough truckers had done. A handful of change and a few dollar bills, but most of all, a little crippled boy's dream fulfilled. I guess I was Mama Teddy Bear's best friend. I lived next door to her and little teddy bear since I don't know when. And that's why now, before my memory grows old, the rest of this story just has to be told. I'd come over and sit with Teddy Bear while his mama was away and play little games to help him pass the day. In the afternoons, he'd wheel that chair over by the radio and he'd go on the air. And one by one, he'd break them all. I never knew a trucker not to answer his call. He'd just grin and ask me not to tell his mum, but I was pretty sure she knew what was going on. But time has a way of taking its toll, and much too fast, Mama Teddy Bear was grown old. I watched as the silver touched her hair. Her one aim in life was Teddy Bear. Then I saw another change take place. Little Teddy Bear was slowly losing the race. I knew it, and his mama knew it too. And there was nothing in this whole world either one of us could do. He talked less often on the old CB. There were times when he'd hardly talk with me. He took to sitting in the window and watching the road and the big 18-wheelers rolling by with their load. Finally, he was too weak to get out of bed, and one day he looked at me and said, "Would you turn on the radio and go on the air and tell all my trucker friends what's happened to Teddy Bear?" Well, the hardest thing I've done in my time was to pick up that mic and say, "Break 19. This is for all you truckers who care. I'm calling for your little friend, Teddy Bear. He says to tell you he misses you all and he's awful sorry he can't answer your calls." They all came back and joked with me and said they'd catch him later on the old CB. They never did catch Teddy Bear again. It was late one night the angel came. And the last thing he said before he died was, "Tell all my trucker friends how I enjoyed the rides." Mama Teddy Bear couldn't tell him and neither could I. Each time we'd look at that radio, we'd both start to cry. The funeral was preached at the chapel and little Teddy Bear started on his last ride. As the procession rounded the little city square, the sounds of 100 engines filled the air. The truckers had dropped their trailers back somewhere behind, and one by one, they fell in line. They all tried to comfort Mama Teddy Bear, and it seemed like the warmth of God just filled the air. Slowly they formed a circle round the little grave, and a lot of big men cried that day as they paid their last respects on Teddy Bear's last ride.
My baby to the shores of Waikiki, or take a cruise to Cancun, just like they do on the TV. But I ain't got that kind of money, beneath the sea. And so we spend a cheap Cajun weekend at a place called Hollywood. Along the waterline that you can see them offshore wells. Men out to far out, the sand turns to mud and shells. They ain't got no boat, just got seaweed. But we always pass a real good time at Holly Beach.
Got no boardwalk.
The smell of shrimp in the air.
Ain't got no boardwalk.
They got supplies everywhere.
Ain't got no boardwalk.
You got to bring your own chair.
Ain't got no boardwalk.
Meshan, what do we care?
Ain't got no boardwalk. Boardwalk.
You walk along the beach. You feel the seaweed between your toes. Man, that's all.
Second place, please. I gotta stay here 2 weeks.
Me shabby, Jay.
Okay, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to another edition of the Bit Slap Answer Songs Division. This is Volume 7. We had Volume 6 last week because I was smart enough to prepare a second show because I'm busy this weekend. I will not see my house. Anyway, that's either here or there. What we have is a playlist for you. We started with Cordelia DeMille, Ain't Gonna Hush. That's a sharply worded rebuttal to Big Joe Turner. Linda Hayes and the Red Calendar Sextet. Yes, I know. Answering, I don't know. an old blues classic from years and years gone by. Laverne Baker, Hey Memphis. You recognize that. You know what that's from. Don't Want to Be Your Good Luck Charm was Joe, just plain Joe, of Judy and Joe. A duet. Somewhat obscure, but there you go. This is what we deal with here. Wanda Jackson, By the Time You Get to Phoenix. Gloria Lynn answering the first of a Gene McDaniels answer. You Don't Have to Be a Tower of Strength. Demita Joe, I'll Be There, answering Benny King's Stand By Me. Hank Snow answering himself, Still Moving On. Fred Kirby and Home, a response to Home on the Range. And Giddy Up Go answer from Minnie Pearl, answering Red Sovine. And then another Red Sovine answer from Nev Nichols, Teddy Bear's Last Ride. He's from Australia, by the way. And then Kenny Tibbs, kind of, maybe not really an answer, but Holly Beach, Under the Boardwalk, from, I don't know where. But, you know, so this is what we got today. We got answer tunes, because there are so many of them. I've been researching, and every time I dip into it, I come up with six or eight more. And I read somewhere that there's about 2,500 of them. One can only shudder at the level of obscurity contained therein. So I will keep looking. I swear I will. And I can see a volume 8 on the horizon. Beyond that, I don't know. It's going to take some really special stuff. But I'll keep trying. Meantime, you keep listening.
Hello. Yes, this is Jane, baby. You want what? A girl like me? What do I want?
I want a man with moods. I want a man with grooves. With long black hair. He can't be no square. Cause when he kisses my lips, he's gotta make me flip. Oh, baby, that makes it. Nothing in the world means more to a girl than a man who's cool. Really knows how to rule. The way he keeps her in line makes her feel so fine. Baby cat, that makes it. I'm hip daddy, that makes it. Oh, really? You're putting me on. What does that mean? Know that makes it. Oh, that's so kicky. I want a man that moves. I want a man that grooves with a long black hair. He can't be no square, cause when he kisses my lips, he's gotta make me flip. Oh, baby, that makes it. Nothing in the world means more to a girl than a man who's cool, really knows how to rule. The way he keeps her in line and makes her feel so fine. Baby cat, that makes it. Too much. Pussycat, you're carrying on like a boss. Better stop, he's a while. You dance too? Well, I did. Swim? Monkey? Walk the dog? Oh, baby, you make it.
Home, just me and the kids, wondering where you went and what you did. I bet you done spent your whole paycheck. If I didn't love you so, I'd break your neck. I said, darn ya, darn ya, they ought to put you in a chair and burn ya. But then what would I do? Oh, honey, I would weep for you. One more. The cops came and got us for disturbing the peace. The trip to jail was the very first time that we got.
daughter since 59. I said, darn ya, darn ya, they ought to put you in a chair and burn ya. But then what would I do? Oh, honey, I would be for you. One more. Well, roses are pink and violets are blue. A pie's got a crust and you do too. You're a son of a gun, I'll agree with you there. You need 30 days in the electric chair. I said, burn ya, burn ya. They ought to put you in a chair and burn ya. But then what would I do? Oh, honey, I would be for you.
Thank you. Begonia's fate.
Poor Begonia caught pneumonia. Still the happy end is near. So don't you weep for poor Begonia.
2, 4, 6, 8. Did the lifeguard set the date?
They'll be married June next year.
When I see my baby, what do I say? Poetry, I mean enormity. Enormity in motion. Enormity in motion. Waddling by my side. Her enormous locomotion makes my friends run and hide. Enormity in motion. See her swing and sway. She's bigger than an ocean. So don't get in her way. I watch every movement. I'm hoping she will change. She sure could use improvement. But she's too big to rearrange. Enormity in motion. When we swim at school, she causes such commotion. She overflows the pool. Watches my every movement and thinks I will change. She thinks I need improvement, so one of us must rearrange. Enormity in motion. Still I think she's great. Is there a magic potion to make me gain some weight?
Someone up. What's wrong? I'm tired. Sick and tired of the same old thing over and over again. Come on, girl, don't talk to me. I'm taking his ass to court.
What?
I'm taking a house. I'm taking a kid.
Uh-huh.
He can have the vocal, but that fucking jazz is mine.
Oh, sure, girlfriend. Oh, sure, sure.
Could you believe I caught my man red-handed screwing that son next door?
What?
Picture them being both but naked, banging on the bathroom floor.
Oh, damn.
Could he thinking, can't believe that he would hit that freak. Girl, my jaw hit the floor. I was so mad I couldn't even speak.
It's simple. Run the boy out of your life. Divorce him as your wife. Him cause you know him disrespect you too. Now make him come back on the ends. Mash up all the bends. Call the cops and tell him say he meeting you. The motherfucker none deserve. Do you try preserve? The marriage just muddy him a look for yours. It no make sense to pretend. Do not change again. A dog will be a dog till the very end.
Hot underwear on the counter.
Son of a bitch.
They left stains on the sofa.
Son of a bitch.
She left a weave in the shower.
Son of a bitch.
See I got them on camera.
Son of a bitch.
Saw kissing his shoulder.
Son of a bitch.
And Juki tell me flip it over.
Son of a bitch.
I heard her screams get louder.
Son of a bitch.
Now this relationship's over. Could you believe I put my man red-handed screwing that slut next door? Picture them being both but naked, banging on the bathroom floor. But could he be thinking, can't believe that he would hit that freak. Girl, my jaw hit the floor. I was so mad I couldn't even
speak. Look how you treat him like a king. Him not feel it for pin. Make him feel be penny where him ever earn. No take the bag of sweet talk. Prepare for walk the walk. Make him know this is a lesson where him have to learn. Like the clothes I make it burn. Tell him I feel your turn. All when him a dead I know for your concern. Me no care him none a right. For bringing gal a night. I also if he don't argue man it a turn.
Underwear on the counter.
Son of a bitch.
They left stains on the sofa.
Son of a bitch.
She left the weave in the shower.
Son of a bitch.
See I got them on camera.
Son of a bitch.
I saw a kiss in his shoulder.
Son of a bitch.
And Vicky tell me flip it over.
Son of a bitch.
I heard her screams get louder.
Son of a bitch.
Now this relationship's over. Could you believe I caught my man red-handed screwing that slut next door? Picture them being both but naked, banging on the bathroom floor. What could he be thinking? Can't believe that he would hit that freak. Girl, my jaw hit the floor. I was so mad I couldn't speak.
Tell me he was sorry for the pain that he caused. I've been listening to his reasoning, it makes no sense at all. Tried to act like he was sorry for the pain that he caused. Girl, he thought he was a player, but he wasn't at all.
Could you believe I caught my man red-handed screwing that stud next door?
Right there.
Picture them being both but naked, banging on the bathroom floor. Could he be thinking, can't believe that he would hit that freak. Girl, my jaw hit the floor. I was so mad I couldn't even speak.
We never understood the girl who went to Hollywood, but came back to her old hometown, cause Hollywood had let her down.
Hollywood had let her down.
Had the whole world at her door, but she missed the boy next door, who works at the candy store.
Hurry, hurry, teenage queen, someone else might steal your dream.
Thought she wanted wealth and fame, bright lights spelling out her name. But the glamour soon would part, and leave her with the lonely heart.
Leave her with the lonely heart.
She was rich and he was poor, but she loved the boy next door, who works at the candy store.
Hurry, hurry, teenage queen, don't let someone steal your dream.
Meanwhile, back in her hometown, the lonely boy was still around. Long he waited for his dream. How he missed his teenage queen.
How he missed his teenage queen.
If he'll just wait a little more, she'll be back to the boy next door, who works at the candy store.
Better hurry, teenage queen, he's the loneliest boy we've seen.
When she came back to our town, the lonely boy was still around. waited long for her return. True love had never burned.
True love had never burned.
Someone else who loved him more had won the lonely boy next door, who works at the candy store.
Lonely, lonely teenage queen, someone else has won your dream.
He waited for a word from you, waited long and waited true. But love cannot forever wait. He came back home but came too late.
Came back home but came too late.
Now the lonely boy next door isn't lonely anymore. Found his love at the candy store.
Lonely, lonely teenage queen, won the world but lost your dream.
Fluff, the velvet dragon, played beneath the foam. Till one day in early May she left her ocean home. She was so sad and lonely, wandered day and night, searching for someone to care, to be her heart's delight. She crossed the gumdrop mountains and o'er the peppermint plains, marched through marshmallow meadows.
Soft Laverne.
Hi, Dan. I've only got a minute. I couldn't afford a group of musicians, but a friend of mine came along with me to play the piano, so I just thought I'd dash this off. Gee, it's nice to hear from you. It's been years. I'm kind of surprised you didn't send your letter through the mail instead of making a record, but then you always were a character. We've never been too close. It was never easy for us to just sit down and have a man-to-man talk. Hey, it's lucky I caught it. I never listened to the radio, but I was driving on the freeway, and it just happened to come on. And, of course, I knew it was you right away. Who can mistake your voice? It's kind of expensive, these recording sessions, but I guess you'll profit by it in the long run. You always had a sharp eye for business. Now, let's see. The weather's good. That cold snap is finally over. Not much new.
A little softer, Laverne.
Dad, I only heard the record once. I'm not sure I got it all straight. I had to take a turn off the freeway right in the middle of it there. But I think you said that I could keep my hair long as I keep thinking thoughts like Washington and Lincoln, that God is probably alive, and that if I burn my draft card, I'm not your son. You sounded a little testy there at the end. I think it's terrific you approve of long hair. Actually, I cut it, Dad. I got a crew cut just before I heard from you. I'm kind of sorry about it now. I hadn't thought of that Washington-Lincoln comparison. That's groovy. But it'll grow back. I don't remember asking you if God was alive. That must have been Joey. Sounds more like him. You know, he was always a theologian of the family. But I'm glad to see you've given it a lot of thought. I appreciated hearing your views on that. You mentioned how much you'd enjoyed a summer day. I'm glad to see you getting out of the bank once in a while. You made a lot of concessions, you know, to the younger generation in your letter, and I appreciate it, Dad. I thought you got a little dogmatic at the end. But don't worry, draft card burning isn't my kind of gesture. Picketing the Pentagon is more my thing. Hey, gosh, I had a million things to say, but they're giving me the old signal from the control booth, so I guess I'll close. Oh, pardon the diction. I'm sure not a chip off the old block. Hope to hear from you soon. I'll keep my radio on. So long, Dad. That's it, Laverne. That's it.
responding? Hello, Major Tom. Are you receiving? Turn the flashes on. We're standing by. There's no reply.
4, 3.
Yeah, I kind of wonder if somebody wrote a song called The House of the Setting Sun. Or do you think I'm just kind of overthinking this? Yeah, all right. Well, we started with a young lady named Vera Jane Palmer. You know her better as Jane Mansfield. That was That Makes It. An answer to The Big Bopper. Of course, you know Jane, movie star, sex symbol. She was Playmate of the Month for Playboy in February 1952, and it's reputed that she had an IQ of 160 plus, although I dare mention that that's not the big number we remember her for. Teresa Brewer after that, answering Roger Miller, and that was Durnya. We've heard that before by other artists. The Guy with the Black Eye was the Angels, of course, answering themselves there. Jerry Lynn Frazier, and that was Poor Begonia, telling us what happened after the itsy bitsy teeny weeny Yellow Polka Dot Bikini Incident. Enormity in Motion, lampooning Johnny Tillotson there. Lampoons count as answers. And that was Simon Crum, better known as Furl and Husky from 1960. Dee Dee Sharp, answering Gene McDaniel's 100 Pounds of Clay, up in the ante there. 200 Pounds of Clay for Chubby Checker. I thought that was kind of cute. Lady Saw and Masha, answering Shaggy there with Son of a Bitch. Return of the Teenage Queen was Tommy Tucker, answering Johnny Cash there. And then the Cherry Hill Trio with this week's unfortunate, very unfortunate earworm. I cannot get this song out of my head, and I wish I would just die. That was Fluff, the Velvet Dragon, and Please Kill Me Now. Dick Clare after that, answering Victor Lundberg's letter to my teenage son. And that was called Hi, Dad, an open letter to Dad. Imagine that. Billy Carr after that, bemoaning the eve of destruction with What's Come Over This World. And then Peter Schilling answering David Bowie with Major Tom Coming Home. And that was the English version. Originally it was in German. All right. So that brings us up to where we are now. I do got two more for you because you deserve it. May your earworms be benign. It's best thing I could tell you. Next week I will be out of town, so I don't know what I'm going to do for you, but I'll think of something because I have about 10 days to do it. Today's Tuesday. I usually do these things on Saturday and Sunday, so I have time to throw something together, but I will not throw it together because you, the listener, deserve much better than that, and I will make sure that you do get better than that. The final two episodes of Today's Answers will show you what I mean. There will be a Volume 8 later.
They took you away, I'm glad. I'm not surprised, cause you were mad. You belong with the weavers, the birds and trees. You didn't deserve a good thing like me. I told you I loved you, but you didn't care. Day after day, you'd sit there and stare. When I tried to kiss you, you said I had germs. You call my linguine a plate full of worms. I didn't laugh, you were the one. You stuck me with pins and thought it was fun. I should have called up ASPCA, but you would have had them put me away. You mildewed nut. You poisoned my food, you blew up the house. You tried to trap me like a mouse. You said you were Bonaparte, I agreed. Cause if I didn't, there'd be no me. They're coming to take me, I think, pretty soon. I hope they find me here on the moon. I flew up here. I told you I would, but you never really believed I could. What was that? You never had faith in your Josephine. I, who invented the flying machine. I must go shopping and get prepared. I really don't have a thing to wear. I don't want to lose my poison charm. Do they dress for dinner on the funny farm? They took you away, I'm glad. I'm not surprised, cause you were mad. So twiddle your thumbs, ho ho, hee hee. You thought you'd gotten rid of me. But we'll be together before too long on the funny farm where you belong.
Don't let them come and take me back. Oh no, oh no, oh no. I plead with you, don't let them take me back. I like it here on the funny farm. I've got my new white suit that has no belt but buckles in the back. Don't take me back, don't take me back. I'd rather stay and play with my new friends. In this old house I pay no tax and never pay no rent. And I don't have no mother-in-law to tell me what to do. So don't take me back, don't take me back. Until the second Tuesday of next week. Don't let them come and take me back. Oh no, oh no, oh no. I plead with you, don't let them take me back. I like it here in the booby hatch, such quiet days and nights. And I don't hear Zanzawi, Pow, and Zah. Don't take me back, don't take me back. Old Mother Hubbard needs my help each day. This loony bin has lovely flowers, trees, and grass. And I don't care about Medicare and war with poverty. Don't drop me out, don't drop me out, because I'm smarter than the average bear. Don't take me back, don't take me back. I'd rather stay and play with my new friends. There's Mary's lamb and Jack who's nimble, Tom, Tom the piper's son, and Humpty Dumpty sitting on the wall. Would you believe I'm Henry VIII? No, that can't be.
Would you believe I'm Henry the Ninth? Would you?